What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Girls Scene. It's Blake and Madison.
Yo.
Dude. We made it out alive. We made it out of one of the most traumatizing experiences that I think I've personally ever gone through.
Yeah.
I think it was easier for you.
Right.
I think you...
I did, though, have that, like, secondhand trauma, for sure.
Yeah. You handled it well.
Yeah.
You know, you did it all right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll give you guys the backstory, right?
I'm like, let the people know what we're talking
I'll
about.
I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Right? A couple stingers happened in the last few days.
Literally?
Yeah. A couple stingers. Yeah. Pun intended. So...
Yeah.
I'm sitting here getting ready to record with you guys. Say what's up to you guys. Check in. See how the fucking gang is doing.
Yeah, we both just cracked a claw.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear buzzing. Buzzing in my ear. And I think to myself, what the fuck is buzzing in my ear?
Yeah.
Is this a fly? No. This isn't the sound of a fly. Not an innocent fly. This is a sound of an evil bumblebee in my living room, in my space.
You know how many lesbians are going to be after you? Because, like, save the bees, you know what I mean?
Save the bees.
No. Fuck those bees.
No. But guess what?
Oh,
I'll save you.
Okay.
If you stay in your lane.
Right.
Right?
Don't come in the living room.
But if you come in my home unexpectedly, when you weren't invited... When you just shock me like that.
Right. Just buzzing around like it's your fucking place. Like you pay rent.
So you're dead to me. So I'm screaming my head off because, oh my, I'm shocked. Right? I'm shocked. Right? So I scream for Madison. She gets the rag. I hide out in my bedroom. And she takes out bumblebee number 766.
I was going to say, who to be really like homophobic right now, you know?
Yeah, go off. I can't wait. Hold on. Let's soak this up really fast. I can't wait for you to say something super homophobic on a lesbian podcast. Let's hear it. What do you have to say?
I was just going to be like, who's the man and who's the woman in this relationship?
Yeah, straight up. I'm calling for Madison as I'm hiding out in my bedroom.
I'm in the bathroom. I'm like trying to just like wash my face, like, you know, get ready for the night. And I hear her, dude. And I'm like, okay, can't be that serious. You know, can't be that serious.
Oh, it's that serious.
I came out. I mean, it looked like you had truly just been on the battlefield. Like it was crazy.
Oh, yeah, I was. Speaking of who's the man, who's the woman, right? Yeah.
Okay. Nice little transition.
Nice little transition. Yeah. Nice little trans. No pun intended. Not to be just spewing out the like bad jokes tonight, right? So the bad homophobic jokes.
So bad.
So I'm a personal assistant, right?
Okay.
I made a TikTok over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Oh.
It went pretty fucking viral.
Oh, you just like went worldwide on the internet?
Bro, I think it had like 5K views. that's right. You heard that right. Not 5K likes, 5K views, right?
So five views.
Yeah, so super viral,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I basically said, the message of the TikTok was, I hate when people ask me if I'm a femme or if I'm a masculine lesbian because I never know how to answer that shit. Yeah. Because as I've told you guys before, I think of myself, right, as like this super masculine tomboy lesbian.
And I sit over here and this bitch could literally put on fucking Wrangler jeans and like just the most like straight cut Patagonia like men's vest and I'd still be like, who took you to prom? You know what I mean? You're going to prom.
One of my guy friends, when I first met him, he met me as a lesbian, okay. Right? And he goes, Blake, you exude so much straight energy, even though you dress like a guy sometimes, to the point where if I hit on you at a bar, I would think you were fucking with me because you were trying to turn me down. You are lying to me, telling
classic,
me.
Oh, I'm gay.
Oh, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And he's like, I actually wouldn't believe you. And I'm like, bet, right?
We could not be more homophobic on this episode. Oh, it's kind of crazy.
It's great. So today, right? This was a crazy moment.
Okay.
I want to put this out there because, listen, kids, children do not lie. They they say shit.
Okay.
And you're like, sometimes, you know, when like kids say shit and their parents are like, oh my God, little Johnny, like, don't say that. Like, that's mean. Like, you know what I mean? Oh my God, don't say that. You know, Sophia's carpet is really fucking ugly and the artwork is hideous because like, that's not right to say, but kids say it. And usually little Johnny is right.
Oh, 100%.
Usually the carpet is fucking lime green. It's disgusting. Yeah, it's and the hideous. Artwork is disgusting.
Get the carpet clean, throw out the artwork.
That's right.
Yeah.
So today I'm at work, right? I'm a personal assistant. And I work with the children of the family sometimes. My boss has a little six-year-old boy. He looks at me out of nowhere today, right? And he says,
scared.
Blake, you dress like a boy a lot of times.
Nice.
And in that moment, you guys, I looked at him and I said, I'm not that girly, am I? Okay? All right? And he goes, little six-year-old, right? He goes, no, you're not. So then I said, thank you. You have no idea how long I've been waiting
to hear that. I was going to say, you're not upset by this. You're like, oh, fuck yeah. Finally got the validation that you've been looking for. Yeah.
I needed to hear it from an from a pure, honest 6-year-old that I love with all of my heart told me, hey, Blake, you dress like a boy sometimes. You're not that girly, are you? And I thought, he sees me, you know? He gets me. All of you fucking lesbians, you don't get me. You don't see me for who I really am. I sit here. I put on guy clothes. I dress in the men's section. I do whatever the fuck I can. I can put on fake facial hair. And you motherfuckers are out here thinking I'm a straight bitch. All right?
Yeah.
And I'm here to say.
A six-year-old told me, bitch.
A six-year-old told me that I'm not that girly. So all of you who are questioning the fact that I am not a masculine lesbian.
Okay.
Fuck you. All right?
Okay, I'm gonna let you have your moment, right? But let's get to the root of it. what do we give a fuck? What do we give a fuck?
No, it's actually hilarious because I'm like, because someone wrote on it and they're like, you exude so much masculine energy, like it's crazy. And I knew they were fucking with me because it's just hilarious. Because it's like, it's at this point, it's funny to me because I'm like, I actually don't give a fuck. I'm fucking with you guys. It's hilarious to me, and it's now a joke with all my friends. No matter what I do, it's a joke with you guys. No matter what I do, I'm the femmest bitch on the planet. So
no matter what,
just you know, accepting it.
Yeah. You text me the other day, and you're like, I'm just feeling like so femme today, and I was like, why is this different than any other day?
So, right. So, speaking of this 6-year-old, stay with me here, guys.
Okay.
Right. Stay
she's
with
gonna
me here.
Bring it, she's going to bring it back around.
We're going to bring it back around. Yeah. If you ask me, what's something that like is unimaginable that if this happened to you, you would be so like just turned off and you thought you saw a picture of something. You thought you like knew how something was going to be or how it was going to go. And then when it actually happened or when you actually saw the person or the thing, whatever it is, you're like, oh my God, this is like not what I thought it was at all.
Yeah. Like you were saying you thought you were prepared for it and then right. like it happened and like you're like, oh, I was not.
Right.
Yeah.
So seeing these two, right? Stay with me here. Seeing these two people or these two things or these two creatures together cuddled up, acting like they're just so cutesy, happy, and love.
Right.
You know, thing is if they're like gonna be just a super sweet companion in your corner, hanging out with you when needed. Mm-hmm. They have really pretty, like, you know, pictures up on social media, on the internet, and you think, oh my God, this is so pretty and beautiful and like great. And I really, really want one.
Yeah.
But then it gets to your house.
Okay.
And you put these two things together, these creatures together.
Right. What you ordered and then what actually came.
What you ordered and then what got there.
Right.
was just not it. And yeah. In fact, you were so shocked.
Right. You will not be returning for business.
You will not be returning for business.
Got it.
So if you're wondering what the fuck I'm talking about, I ordered two beautiful, cold-blooded motherfuckers to my home. They're tadpoles. I ordered... I know it sounded like I was talking about maybe something else.
Yeah, I got a different idea in my head.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't that, though. Okay. Whatever you think it might have been, wasn't that.
Scratch it.
We're talking about the tadpoles. Right? This six-year-old, it was just his birthday last weekend. He asked me to order him a tadpole kit. Tadpoles that turn into beautiful frogs. And in my experience, Madison, when you Google a tadpole, what do you think it's going to be?
I mean, it's a little bitty guy. It's tiny. Right. It's tiny. It's cute. It just swims around. It has a tail, and that's really it.
It's cute. It's casual.
Yeah, right.
Hangs out.
Totally. You're like, oh, this is easy.
Going to be in a cute little fish tank in the corner.
Right, right.
Maybe you order it a friend.
There you go.
A little companion with it.
Right.
Right.
So then nobody wants to be lonely.
Right. Then you got two tadpoles.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So I ordered him two tadpoles thinking it was going to be a really cute, lovely experience. We set up a party in the
welcome party for the tadpoles.
We set up a fucking welcome party for the tadpoles in an aquarium in his bedroom. There's pink and purple sparkles all over it. Okay. There's a background. Yeah. There's hanging, stringing lights all over it. Shit. I mean, I decked this aquarium out
right.
for this little boy because these two tadpoles they deserved it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
But then they fucking got here, right? And they got to that aquarium and they literally shit all over it. They took advantage.
But also they showed up. First of all, though, real quick, they showed up. Mm-hmm. I mean, scary.
Not as advertised.
Not the teeny tiny cute little tadpoles you're thinking that just are like, oh my God, so cute. Can't wait till you like start sprouting little legs. I mean, these are fucking dinosaur tadpoles.
Couldn't be more destructive. Couldn't be more destructive and just saying fuck you to this little six-year-old and to me, when I purposely went out of my way to make sure that they had a beautiful home, to make sure that I was nothing but good to them and good to everyone else that was going to be at this party for them.
Sure, yeah.
Their little aquarium party.
Yeah.
You know, people passing by, people invited to the party to check it out.
Did you guys have snacks? Did you make any snacks or?
Oh, we got the whole fucking arrangement, baby girl. And then these two got there, right?
Okay.
And they shit all over it.
Yeah.
They acted disrespectful.
Sure.
They took advantage of me.
Oh.
Disrespected me.
How dare they?
And I thought, you know what? I shouldn't be surprised.
No.
Because these are two cold-blooded motherfucking amphibian motherfuckers, okay? So I shouldn't be surprised at these two disrespectful tadpoles in the aquarium.
The tadpoles. We're talking about the tadpoles.
So I learned my lesson.
Right.
Right? I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And I got burned. Mm. But then I thought, right, after this experience today, seeing the tadpoles, talking to you about the tadpoles, talking to, you know, myself, like a crazy person about the tadpoles, I thought, okay, but here's the deal. Are we going to be better off? Would I be better off never having any experience with any amphibian ever again? And the answer is no.
Right.
Right?
It's just like a part of life. It's something you have to face.
It's a part of life. There are so many beautiful fish in the sea.
Totally.
Literally. Right. There are so many other beautiful reptiles, amphibians, fish in the sea. So to let my love for this aquarium and for this little boy to be wrecked over two destructive tadpoles would be a disservice to myself.
100%.
And all the fish have to kind of get along in the same fucking sea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
There's only one sea.
Yeah. So if I were to get a few other fish that were beautiful and add it to this aquarium, yeah, there's going to be a few shitty tadpoles in there.
Right.
But there's also going to be a lot of really beautiful fish in there as well.
Got it.
So what am I going to do? Am I going to just drown, you know, be upset just because I had two tadpoles in there that fuck shit up literally and figuratively? Or am I going to just add more beautiful tadpoles to the sea?
Okay.
Or beautiful, I'm sorry, not tadpoles. Fuck tadpoles. Am I going to add more beautiful, colorful fish to the sea and keep my head held high?
Okay.
Keep a lookout for all the other beautiful fish.
Right?
That's the idea. That's what we need to do. And listen, Maddie and I don't really, and you guys don't really fit in with these tadpoles, right?
Yeah.
I'm a 15.
Sure.
You're a 15 out of 10.
Yeah.
Right? 15 out of 10. Just to clarify what we mean by that, I mean we're a 15 out of 10, right?
The scale only goes up to 10. Only goes up to 10.
And yo, we just skyrocketed to 15. To 15, bitch. So, with that said, we got to keep track of all the other 15s out there. We got to keep track of all the other fish out there.
Yeah.
Ready to rock and roll, baby. Okay. Ready to keep it moving and grooving.
Okay.
And understand that sometimes you just get shitty tadpoles in life.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah, I feel that. That was, is this scene? End scene?
And cut.
Doing dead. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Let me just say really quickly, the aquatic theme of this episode is really just sending me.
You guys, I think I'm joking, but I'm not.
She's not joking. She's dead fucking serious.
I'm dead serious. I'm saying I'm joking for like social reasons. Like I don't want you to think I'm crazy.
Right.
So I think this is what I'm supposed to say.
Sure. Yeah.
But I'm dead fucking serious.
Yeah. I mean, let's say, I mean, I've met some people and I've lost some people. Excuse me, tadpoles.
Right.
I've met some tadpoles and I've lost some fucking tadpoles in a matter of hours.
Right. So when you lose the tadpoles because you saw their true colors.
Yeah.
How your reaction recently has been to have that attitude of like, fuck it. I'm just kind of like coil up and not do anything and not date anymore because like I'm either picking the wrong people, I'm having bad experiences, whatever it happens to be. It ends up being negative in your point of view.
Yeah.
From your point of view. So, but does it make you win?
No.
Does it make you win to say, okay, fuck it. I'm not going to date anymore then. I'm going to be single. And listen, I'm not saying being single is like bad because you can be very successful and very happy being single.
Yeah.
My point in this is that if you are, I don't know, maybe looking for a relationship or to date someone or whatever it is, and you feel like you're just hitting a wall every time, it doesn't make you win to say, okay, fuck it. Like all of these people have been bad experiences. So like, I'm just not going to date anymore. It doesn't make you special to say that like you're scared of dating because everyone hurts you because everyone has been hurt by someone.
Right.
Everyone has been hurt in a relationship. Everyone's been heartbroken. Everyone is fearful of that. That's why love is scary and great at the same time, because it can be awesome and it can be amazing, or it can also be fucking shit.
Yeah. Like you being hurt and you like, picking the wrong partners or ending up with people that are just like shitty. Like that's not an excuse that's like exclusive to you. This happens to everybody. So you're not the only person in the world going through this, even though you feel like you are, you know? And that's how I've felt like that very much recently, where I'm just like, no, literally fuck it. Fuck all of you. Don't give a shit. Not going to try, not going to care, not going to want, because it's pointless. It's so dumb. And I felt like yeah, taking, I guess, you know, feeling like I was such hot shit that taking me off the market would really shake up things. You know what I mean? When like nobody gives a shit. Yeah.
No one's thinking about you.
No one's thinking about me at all.
And I'm not saying that in a malicious way. I'm saying that in a way that's like, it's true for you listening. It's true for me. It's true for Madison. Is like you be sitting there and sulking in your own narcissism is not going to magically make you have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Here's the narcissism that you need to have, like really true narcissism, like by the definition, you know, don't be a narcissist in the way that like, you're like, oh, everybody's thinking about me, but everybody hates me. Everybody doesn't, whatever. Here's how I think about myself. Let me tell you this. Okay.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Okay. Somebody thought they had some shit on me, right? Here's what I did. I walked over to my window. I sparked up a blunt, okay? I took a few hits. I opened up my phone and I said, baby girl, you thought, okay? Do you know who's sitting on the other side of this phone? You're looking at your phone. Do you know what's coming through your phone right now, okay? No, I didn't say that. I never said that. But I really do.
But you think that.
No, yeah. I really do think I'm like, okay, you fucking missed out. You fucking missed out. Not the other way around. I didn't miss out on you. I'm not losing out. I'm not, yeah, at the bottom.
But let me give some pretext to that train of thought, right? It's not that you're being a cocky asshole by thinking that. This is the train of thought, right? Is that it's kind of like the gaslighting thing, right? Acting like you did some shit or like you said some shit and then overreacting. This just happened to me too, right? Getting a text message that you were the one that overreacted. You were the one that said some shit. You were the one that did some shit. When you know that you actually didn't do shit.
For a fact.
You didn't actually say anything.
I mean, there's nothing I'm more certain of.
You didn't do anything. Yeah. You were just yourself and everything was fine. And they want to make you feel insecure that you acted or did some shit.
Yeah.
So then they overreact by being like, oh, fuck you, never talking to you again. Yeah. Or, oh, like, wow, can't believe you acted like this or whatever. And it's all just a bunch of bullshit.
Right.
And the only way that that actually gets to you is if you let it.
Yeah.
Right? And like believing or like having a second thought like, oh, like, was I too harsh? Or like, did I act like too aggressive? Or like, did I this? Like, guess what? No, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't.
But also, even if you did, that's who and what you are. So right. Get the fuck over it and right. Just let it be.
It's also like, it's kind of like when you wake up, like when you have anxiety the next day after drinking, like sometimes like you go to a party with your friends, right? And you wake up the next day and you in your mind think you're the drunkest person that was at the party. But that's never the case.
Yeah.
It's never the case that you're the drunkest person at the party.
Right.
Everyone's on the same level. Maybe you got one or two shots deeper than fucking Sarah next to you. But the reality is, again, nobody's thinking about you.
Nobody gives one single fuck.
And the one thing that you may have said to your ex-boyfriend or to your ex-girlfriend or to the girl that's hooking up with your new ex or whatever the fuck it is or your ex-best friend,
yeah,
it's over.
Yeah,
it happened and it's done and no one's thinking about it anymore.
And so, the people that are still thinking about it?
Dork City.
Dork. And capital.
And if they send you a message saying like, oh, I can't believe you did this or I can't believe you did that. Guess what? You already did it. So it's fine. And it couldn't be that off topic or couldn't be that off key because guess what? You're still yourself. Right. You were just drunk.
Right.
And
right,
that's
right,
how you felt.
Yeah.
And that's what you did.
Yeah.
So the only thing you can do at this point is either A, if it's a texting conversation, you just delete the texting.
Ooh.
You don't even read it. You right. Just pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
Or B, you say, yeah, I did do that. And you double down.
And what?
And you fucking double down on that shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay? You don't apologize. You don't say, oh, I'm so sorry. You're right. I can't believe I acted this way. I can't believe I said that, even though you were acting like a piece of shit right in front of me. I'm so sorry. You don't say sorry. You say, yeah, I did it.
And I'll do it again.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Whew. I mean.
Damn. Girl. I mean.
Are we okay? Did we like drop acid before this episode?
Oh my God.
God.
You know, it's good I'm not in therapy because, girl, you're my therapy. You know what I mean? I'm not talking to Madison. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
I just thought you were talking to me, and I thought you did the girl thing. A couple days ago, I was talking to Blake, and I said something. I said, bro. I was like, bro, like, I know, or whatever. She goes, did you just say girl? Did you just call me girl?
I thought she was like, girl. Oh, my God. I was like, wait, excuse me? Did you just call me girl? Like, ew. And then she was like, that couldn't be more unnatural. So just now, when I was like, girl, you're in my therapy, I'm talking to you listening. I'm not right, talking. Right. I'm not. I would never call Madison girl.
Yeah, scary.
Again, so femme. I can't escape it. I can't fucking escape it. I truly can't. I'm wearing platforms. I'm wearing platform, like, slip-on sandals. And, like,
that are just so, like, Barbie doll, you know?
Bleach blonde hair. Legit.
And, like, spandex shorts that are, like, literally hugging. You know what I mean? Like, couldn't be more of a girl. Couldn't be more of a girl.
I'm going to go get a couple tattoos next weekend. We'll balance it out.
Oh, my God. That day? When that day comes? I mean.
It's not going to happen.
No. Never.
Hey, why would you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley?
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Dork.
I actually think tattoos are hot. I'm just not going to get one myself because I can't. Anyway, so, all right, you guys. If you happen to come across a brochure.
Oh.
An advertisement, an ad for cute tadpoles that you want to purchase for an innocent 6-year-old that he can't wait to have and share and just excited about, right?
Yeah.
And then they get there and they're just the worst.
Sure.
Don't be discouraged to look at the other fish.
Yeah.
Get your ass in the car.
Right.
Go to Petco. Mm-hmm. Talk to an employee about the other fish, their conditions, what they're capable of, and then make another decision.
Okay.
But don't.
And to those of you that were able to decode from minute one to now,
literally, like, marry me.
Take the LSAT. I mean, you're genius.
All right. We love you guys. Follow us on Instagram. Blake_Aaron_
Madison Howell.
Girl Scene Pod.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Rate, review.
Subscribe.
Absolutely.
Smash.
Yeah. Smash it. Smack it. Jump on it. I mean.
Raw dog it. Fucking strap that shit.
Barf City.
Finger bang the fuck out of that like. That share, that follow, subscribe. Send it to, you know the drill, your aunt, your sister, your mom, your teacher, everyone, anyone.
I'm looking, I mean, truly, go, as you're listening to this right now, actually, go to my Instagram profile, not even the Girl Scene one, right? Hit that copy profile URL.
Well, wait. All right, you got a copy? Okay. Great.
Yep.
Now,
chat.
Scroll through your phone book, tap 7 names,
yep.
Hit that paste button, send. If they text back, who is this? Fuck them. Who cares? Doesn't matter. All right? Actually, leave them on red. Even better. All right. Or leave them on. Hey, leave them on. Leave that girl. Leave that girl on scene.
Oh, God.
We're so dorky.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.